What's going on, folks? Les McDaniel here, your host at the Bearded Wisdom Podcast. I'm so thrilled that you were able to make it today, and I just look forward today to inspire the uninspired, to unstick what is stuck, and to liberate that leader within you. Guys, if this is somehow, some way beneficial to you to listen to this podcast, I would ask that you share it with a friend. We're talking about things about peace. We're talking about the chaos of life. We're talking about what it means to be an entrepreneur that creates consistent values and vision, starting with himself, through their family, through their home, their impact in life, their business, their careers, across the board. What could be better? This is where we go. This is what we do. And I want to encourage you to join us on this journey into what is that thing called you. I've never said those words, but it sounds like a really cool thing. A discovery into that thing called you. That's what we do here. So just a reminder, you can find me on epicfusion.life on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the social channels that you can find me there. You can also find me at Bearded Wisdom on TikTok and on YouTube. These episodes are broadcast live. If you're watching this, not live, what am I saying? They're broadcast over video on YouTube. If you want to watch me and this face that you can't see, some people say I have a face made for a beard. I don't know what that really means, but it sounds like a face made for radio. But the beard at least makes it look scruffier. It makes me look older and it makes me look wiser. That's why I do the beard. Anyways, I digress, and we are going to jump right into what I'm calling today an entrepreneur's paradox.
There comes a time in life where you got to make a decision. You can write your own story or let someone else tell it for you. This is the show for that time. This is Bearded Wisdom with Les McDaniel.
And it's just a statement that I kind of want to dig into. And as always, I always say this is going to be a quick one, but sometimes that turns into the best ones, the 15 to 20 minute episodes that I love so much. And yet, just because I get in a great conversation in my own head. So what is an entrepreneur's paradox? Well, the entrepreneur's paradox that I want to discuss today, and maybe we'll have some more, we shall see, is this. The greatest gift one can receive is the gift one freely gives away to the one in need. I can't tell you how unbelievably paradoxical this statement is. I hear on a regular basis from people who have developed great content, who have developed an unbelievable set of wisdom and values and vision for their life. It's this idea that we don't want to, that people need to pay for the thing that they are actually investing in. So, for example, some might say that me giving away this wisdom for free is, well, it's not wise. They might say that it's something that is keeping me from truly achieving the highest level of success, that I might need to pull back the reins a little bit and start to package these deals in such a way where I don't give it all away, but where I only give a little bit away, just enough to make you hungry so that you will continue to come back until you ultimately buy the milk and me not giving away the cow, as I think I said that right. That, yeah. But what I'm here to tell you is that I think people of peace, people who truly are here to see this world flourish to the highest degree, people who are not in service to themselves alone, but understand that they are in service to something much bigger and greater than they are, people who are truly in service to the highest good of all living things, I believe that at the core of a person who has that and understands the entrepreneur's paradox, to be that there is no amount of giving of yourself, there's no amount of me giving away this information that can truly be enough to ever justify holding back. The gain that I receive when I am in this space of truly giving away my gifts, it allows me to live a life that is unattached, that really gives space for me to let go of the things that maybe I'm holding on to too tightly and not allowing for room for the greater things that could be given in my own life. So in order for something to happen through me, it's not mine to give, but it's coming from somewhere else through me and sharing with you. we all say that there's no set, that there's nothing new under the sun. Maybe we don't all say that, but I say that, and I know a lot of other people who say that there is nothing new under the sun. Every book I read has some sort of hint, an illusion of truth that is authentic, but it's just spoken in the voice and made relevant into the context of the author's particular life. But the truth itself has resided for some time. Inasmuch as gravity is the thing that holds me to the ground, and as long as the sun keeps allowing us not to get burned up by its heat, and as long as we continue to float around it, and the centrifugal force, which is probably not the exact right scientific name, but spins us in just the right trajectory that allows us to stay sucked into this earth, I can't tell you anything except for the fact that, well, the gift of life that I am given today is not under my control, and it is being given to me freely to continue to live according to that essence of who I am. And so I want to ask you the question, what is that centrifugal force in your own life? What is it that truly holds you together at the core of who you are? What is the entrepreneur's paradox? Or maybe you're not an entrepreneur. Maybe you are just a person of peace. What is the person of peace's paradox that is given to you, that gift that's been given to you, that is truly awaiting for you to trust it so that it can truly be given out to others and you can experience that peace more fully? Because you see, the gift that's been given to me, if I hold on to it and I protect it, if I bury it in the sand and protect it for another day, and waiting for the right opportunity, waiting for the exact moment to invest that in others, waiting for that exact moment to truly share it with the world. What if that time never comes? My time here on this earth, according to what I understand, is I'm going to die one day. And I've never met anyone that won't. And so today is the only day that I have to share this gift. And yet so often I'm so concerned about how my words come out over and flow through this microphone, through this wire into your ears, that I hold back. I hold back that gift that has been given to me that sometimes is a little bit out there. Maybe it's too spiritual. Maybe it doesn't connect with what I do well as an entrepreneur, as someone who consults businesses and coaches individuals and guides other people through life in a way that helps them be more holistic across the entire spectrum of their spheres of influence, including themselves. Maybe I let those things, this paradox of what is true within me, the gift that's been given, be held back by voices that say, well, I don't agree with that. I don't fall into alignment with that. And yet all I'm seeking to do is open the doors to peace in a conversation that might expand us, not shrink us. And so I hope you hear in this opportunity to open the paradox of who you are. This, what I've called an entrepreneur's paradox, that you recognize that within each of us, the entrepreneur's role is really to bring their creative forces into effect in a way where they get to share something with us all and provide this new service, this new level of themselves, their how they express themselves to us in a safe way that allows us to receive it freely without judgment. We don't have to hold on to it. We don't have to use it. It may not be, we may need to store it for another day because it may not be that the information we receive in the moment is relevant, but there's a time and a place where that could pop back up in our life. Just because you don't find it true now does not mean that one day you will not find it true. Suffering has a way of entering into this paradox quite often. And suffering can be received in such a way that it does not feel like a gift. Suffering is one of those things that can often and has many, many moons of eternities or throughout life or throughout as long as humans have been around. It has caused a great deal of controversy. Suffering has been labeled as the thing that is the result of your brokenness, of your sin, of your state that you have done something wrong. And it has been held over. It has been truly a sledgehammer of convicted self-righteous people across all spectrums of religion, where they hold over the head of those who maybe don't have enough. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they are not quite able to make it in life financially. Maybe they've lost a bunch of jobs. Maybe, or they just can't hold down a job. maybe they show up in this life with some sort of mental challenges, whatever it is, we have actually experienced in our lives as humans, not my life per se, but as humanity is concerned, we have watched and seen these self-righteous people across all sorts of party lines, political, religious, you've heard them all. I don't need to go through that again. We've heard them look down upon people who are in a state that is not the state that they're in and judge them and call them out for their suffering, even hurting people who have suffered, telling them they don't have a right to their suffering because they're in charge of their own state. And yet we empty the opportunity of learning and teaching and wisdom that can come from beginning to embrace the fullness of what it means to be those who suffer well. I've experienced some suffering in my life, and I'm not proud how I've always handled my suffering. In fact, I've been a victim at particular points in my life. I'm full aware of it. And I still struggle with the temptation to be that victim at times. And I'm not going to pretend like that's not something that is at any one of our disposal at any given moment. But what I can tell you is that the victim is removed every moment that I have the opportunity to give my gift away to those who freely desire to experience that gift that I can give. I also know that sometimes I try to force my gift on people who don't see any value in the gift that I have. And I start to think that, well, maybe I'm just not good enough because they won't receive the gift that I want to so freely give them. And I start to judge myself and believe that I'm not worthy enough because this particular person is not receiving that from me. Maybe even they are judging it as a result of the things that I've said in this life. What I can tell you is that the entrepreneurs and the person of peace's paradox is that the gift that we give away and our ability to give it away should not be self-judgment when it is not received. It should not be result in shame. It should not result in these things that make us feel less than or unworthy, because it keeps us back. It holds us back. Our healing comes when we can truly embrace the gift that we've been given by giving it away first and foremost to ourselves, and then those who will truly receive it. And we can do so as long as they will receive it. And it is in those moments when we find those people of peace in our world that we no longer find ourselves competing for new business, competing for a market share, competing to win that bid. We're not competing anymore. But we're trusting that the people of peace in our world that want to raise peace up, that when we can seek those people out that truly desire what we have, that they will be attracted to us because of what we're offering. My hope is that in sharing the fullness of who I am in a way that is not perfect and is a little bit messy, that more and more people will begin to feel like they can step into more of who they are and enter into that paradox of giving away the gift that they have been given so freely to those who need it as well. The most beautiful thing that I'll leave you with today about this gift is that this gift, this paradox of this gift that you've been given, it has an endless amount of energy within you. It only generates energy of more of the same energy, in fact. It only creates movements in our world. It only casts new visions in our world for people who have lost sight of hope, of peace, of joy. When we can tap into that fully, it will be something that will draw those people to us that so deeply need it. On a warning note, when you can be that secure in who you are and tap into that peace, just know that others may feel threatened by your strength. And it's crazy too, because that strength is coming from the very weakness that is within us, that gift that we're so afraid to share. But when we can step into it, it will begin to point out to you who the people in your life are that are really there for you. And it will allow you to be more clear in your moving forward as you express yourself in alignment with the vision of other people of peace, creating a more peaceful world to come. For that, I hope you can be excited and find great hope and carry on in faith that this whole thing has been set up for your success as this peace moves through you for the sake of others in your world. Talk to you soon. Peace for now.
Thanks for listening to the Bearded Wisdom Show. You got a buddy or friend who needs to hear this. Please send them a link. And don't forget to hit that follow button so you can come back and hang out with Les every day.